We do not have to consciously choose not to take cocaine every day. So that's not called bechira. If I get up in the morning and I don't take drugs, or I get up in the morning and I don't kill somebody that day, that is not called I chose, because that's not within the realm that I'm struggling with. The nekudas habechira is that part of your life that's the struggle. And for some people, the struggle might be between very bad things and not such bad things. For other people who are more righteous, it may be between good and better. But the point is, if you make the choice at your nekudas habechira, you are fulfilling your mission in God's eyes. So Esav did have a different nekudas habechira. Esav was struggling with issues that Yaakov was not struggling with. But Esav had the kayak to make the right choice. And if he would have made the right choice, he would have been tzaddik, and then indeed he could have eventually progressed. So why Hashem made it the way, it's a very good question. Some actually say that, you know, Rivka initially, when Rivka said, I don't want to live, Lamazal Noki, some, I think they bring the Drushim that say, originally Yaakov and Esav were one entity. They were not twins. There would have been the Esav in Yaakov, and that would have been the struggle. And Rivka, because of Rivka's complaint, they separated. So Esav took the bag. But indeed, one has to understand, and this is a very important perspective, the idea of the Kudas HaBechira means that people on all sorts of madrigals can still be considered tzaddikim by Hashem if they make the choice that life is presenting to them at that point in their lives. And the drug addict who goes to a drug rehabilitation, even though he's such a pachistic a person, in Hashem's eyes may be as great a tzaddik as somebody who's really great tzaddik, because that person made the difficult choice that Hashem put in front of him at that time. Right? That's what Dester's idea for Kudas HaBechira.
Yeah. I understand that we could say that Shlomo
Melech
knew something that
Yitzhak Melech
did not.
That Shlomo Melech? Yeah. This is the part that people don't like. People don't like Rivka and Yitzhak weren't good parents, right, so to speak. That's a difficult situation. So as I say, though, even if you don't want to be makabel that thought with respect to Yitzhak and Rivka, but the thought objectively is a very, very important machshava, right? So, it is a problem. How could Yitzchak not see it? Unless you go back to the idea that Yitzchak couldn't see duplicity, Yitzchak didn't understand. Well, maybe the chinuch was mainly Yitzchak, right? Right. It's maybe Rivka tried, and but Yitzchak had Yitzchak had Yeshiva.
I understand, like,
Hashem didn't
want to know anything, like, Yitzchak didn't get in the rule, I just didn't know.
Well, this is Bechira, you know, Hashem doesn't interfere. You know, when you're raising your kids and you do things wrong, Hashem doesn't go to matter.
It's not fair to him, because he can't even understand, like, anything.
It is an issue. And all I want to say is, this is a very live issue in modern chinuch as well. In Eretz Yisrael, we're struggling with it right now. As you know, in the Haredi world in Eretz Yisrael, there basically is not secular education after 7th grade. There's no high school, college for sure there isn't. And the only thing a bacher is, again, from more about men here, boys here, the only thing a bacher is prepared to do is to hopefully sit and learn. That's all that they're prepared to do, and that's a wonderful thing. But you have a problem. You do have a problem because not everybody is so misugal to sit and learn a whole day. And when there's no other outlet, and there's no other way to develop the other aspects of their personality and their talents and their abilities, that creates frustration, that creates depression, and it can sometimes even result, God forbid, in somebody going off the derech. But even if they don't go off the derech, they keep mitzvahs, but psychologically they can be devastated inside. They can be broken. And a person does not have that simchas achayim. So that can affect every aspect of their avodas Hashem and their marriage and their parenting and many, many things. So this issue of chanoch lanar al pi darko is a very, very significant issue that one has to be aware of. But if you take Rav Hirsch into account and you connect it to the Malbim, what's interesting is, in effect, what Yitzchak is doing many years later is
He's trying to rectify the original mistake. If the original mistake was not giving Esav an outlet for his kochos, at this point, Yitzchak is telling Esav, be a hunter. Do your hunting. Do your thing. But you can hunt and be Makayim Kibud Aviyim. In other words, in effect, it's instead of trying to change Esav, it is acknowledging Esav's talents and encouraging him to use it. Do you want to just say something?
Yeah. Wasn't Yitzchak the, let's say, he was the tzaddik of the generation, right?
Tzaddik of the...
Like, he was the tzaddik
yeah.
of... Well, I still don't understand that if you're a tzaddik, shouldn't you know what's going on? Like, it sounds strange that he's so holy that he doesn't understand. It's not totally honest.
Well, there is a certain madrega. There is a certain madrega where a person is so kadosh that they are somewhat removed from the world. That is very, very true. In other words, a person of great, great purity does not always perceive impurity because he only sees the holiness in things. He only sees the Kedushin. Well, in many ways, Yitzchak was not the leader. In other words, Yitzchak was a transition who implanted kochos into Yaakov, but really, the Am Yisrael was created by Yaakov. Hashem made peace with Abraham, and it was Yaakov that is the founder of Am Yisrael as a nation. So Yitzchak is one of the Avos because Yitzchak was mashrish certain midos that we need to be the Am Hashem. But Yitzchak's role was not. For example, Abraham's role was he was makarif thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. And Yaakov founded the Shiftei Kol. Yitzchak, in some ways, is the most enigmatic of the Avos, because Yitzchak did not have a public role in that way. So Yitzchak represents not so much of a leader as he represents a model of holiness. Meaning to say, sometimes a person's function is to lead, direct, and sometimes a person's function is to be. He just shows me the Kedusha that a human being can have. Yitzchak's role was more in his being and in his essence and not in his leadership. Yitzchak was not a leader, but Yitzchak is an Av because he was a tipus, he was a typology, he was a type of a holiness and a righteousness. But the point I want you to see is, Yitzchak has a very logical cheshbon here. Yitzchak has a cheshbon of division of responsibilities. Give Esav the Eilam Hazeh, give Yaakov the Ruchnius, and this creates a Sochor and Zebulun partnership. Yitzchak also feels that because in